We always like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Heather Sweet, the NDP's ag critic and also the MLA for Edmonton Manningus. First of all, Heather, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Our main thing we wanted to talk about today is I saw the NDP put out a little announcement yesterday about a plan they have for creating, for helping the agriculture industry with some more value-added processing and production you want to see happen. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's all happening there?
Yeah, so I was very excited to stand with our leader, Rachel Notley, to propose our new paper about championing Alberta's agriculture and agri-food industry. It's part of our AlbertaFutures.ca policy paper where people can go and see that, read the information, and then provide feedback for that. And so what we're asking Albertans to do is to go to the paper and look at what we're proposing to help bring value add to our agriculture industry, help entrepreneurs invest, and look at ways that we can support the agri-food industry, really champion it in Canada, and ask Albertans to give us feedback on how we do that.
And I was kind of reading through some of that stuff earlier, and when it comes to adding more value-added processing and production, I know there's some stuff we see in kind of other provinces like Saskatchewan and Manitoba for some of that, for example. Do you think that there's a really potential for some of that stuff to also happen here in Alberta as well?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the things that I heard, I've been consulting on this paper with thousands of Albertans and entrepreneurs for about a year. And the consistent message that I heard is that Saskatchewan and Manitoba have really created a concierge service. They meet investors at the door. They really get them through the regulatory burdens when it comes to some of the policy and regulations that have to be obviously supported and dealt with when you're looking at bringing in new investment and building plants and areas. And Alberta's really behind on that. So we heard that in Saskatchewan, it can take, a matter of months to be able to get land acquired and approvals done to build like a processing plant, for example, a fractionator. Where in Alberta, it's taking up to a year to 2 years with this current government. And so we really want to create an opportunity to develop the same kind of system. How do we support entrepreneurs and investors that want to come into Alberta to build these plants in local communities, that ability to get through those processes in a quicker way so that they're not being discouraged and deciding that maybe Saskatchewan and Manitoba is a more attractive investment opportunity.
And talk about some of the kind of regulatory processes, and it kind of seems to work a little quicker in some of the provinces compared to Alberta. Do you think there's kind of some ways to help sort of speed that up here, or at least make it easier to navigate for people looking to do some more like production plants and those kinds of things in Alberta?
Yeah, so what we're proposing actually is a navigator program. And so we are saying that, as a suggestion that we would like to put forward as a policy option is we would put dedicated staff in the Ministry of Agriculture and Forestry that would be those navigators. So if investors are coming forward and having struggles, going through Treasury Board and Finance, for example, for foreign land ownership approval, or the Ministry of Environment looking at, land use agreements and how do we get through some of that stuff, we would have dedicated staff in the Ministry of Agriculture that would be the person to help maneuver through those different regulatory burdens. And I think that, this is a way, and we see this with oil and gas, there's the AER, for example, that helps support investors moving through those regulatory areas, I guess would be the best way to say it. Well, we need to do the same thing for agriculture, because really, agriculture is one of our economic drivers, and we saw clearly during COVID that it was our biggest economic driver. And so making sure that investors have a person that can get them through the different ministries and are targeted is the way that we think we can get this done. We see it in other provinces. We can mimic those services and create the same kind of opportunity here.
And so do you talk about kind of the economic impact of the agriculture industry? Certainly here in the Peace region, it's a big factor in kind of the economy around here. Like if this plan goes through and they're trying to get more production plants, processing, those kinds of things, how much of a boost could it provide to some of the local economies that are big on agriculture like here in our region?
Well, I think, we already know that we have $20 billion industry, depending on the year, going on with our commodities and our exports. And there's substantial investment opportunity. I've been talking to some different organizations and investors that one project could bring a $50 million investment into a local area. And so there is a ton of opportunity pending on what we're looking at, whether it be a fractionator for pulses, whether it be a grain elevator. All of those things are important to ensure that we are driving that rural economy. And I think this is part of it as well, is that we need to really ensure that when we're talking about the government support for investment, that we're looking at how we're going to drive those the rural economies as well. And this is a great opportunity for that. Our producers produce world-class food. We export it across the world. And now we can do that by even upgrading it and really doing that value add. So, you know, I was just at our event yesterday when we announced the paper. And, of course, we were talking about biodiesel and we were talking about plant proteins and, you know, also good beer and some other opportunities that we obviously know our barley producers and our wheat producers are working on as well. But our beef and our pork and all of the things that we export have such an opportunity to have more value add, for us to champion that, to understand and show the world that we have world-class food. And it will always have a great economic return for our local economies. And so for me, it really is about how do we support rural Alberta in getting more more investment into their areas so that we can get better or local paying jobs, but also a really good tax base to help support the local municipalities and providing those services and growing their local economies.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we'd like to throw in a little personal question there as well. Of course, we are kind of in summertime right now. A lot of people might be traveling to different and interesting parts of the province out there. Of course, you yourself are the MLA for the riding of Edmonton-Manning. What are some interesting things kind of going on in the riding the next little bit that people might be interested to check out if they're visiting the area?
Well, I mean, Edmonton-Manning's fun because we have a small urban part, but we've got our agriculture piece. So we've got Riverbend Gardens and we've got Ladyflower Gardens, some of my local grain houses. So they will be hosting open farm days on August the 13th. And 14th, I believe, but we also have the local train railway museum in Edmonton-Manning. So if you ever want to come out and ride on some cabooses and like meet some conductors and look at some of our retired trains that have been serviced in Alberta throughout the generations, you can also come out and check out our local museum.
And sounds like you got a lot of interesting things there. Heather Sweet, the NDP's ag critic, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.